You're listening to SBS News.
With most of the country already under extreme measures, it's clear that we need to do more together to bring this new variant under control while our vaccines are rolled out. In England, we must therefore go into a national lockdown.
With those words, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson confirmed the country is now entering its third nationwide lockdown. Even before Mr. Johnson's announcement, the four chief medical officers of England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland declared the country would, for the first time, move to the highest coronavirus alert level of 5. That means unless action is taken, the state-run National Health Service is at risk of being overwhelmed within 21 days. Mr. Johnson says the number of people in hospital has reached new highs.
In England alone, the number of COVID patients in hospitals has increased by nearly a third in the last week to almost 27,000. And that number is 40% higher than the first peak in April. On the 29th of December, more than 80,000 people tested positive for COVID across the UK, a new record. The number of deaths is up by 20% over the last week and will sadly rise further.
While schools and colleges will be forced to end face-to-face learning, except for the children of key workers, the early years sectors, such as nurseries, will remain open. Mr. Johnson says he's changed his stance on keeping schools open.
The problem is not that schools are unsafe for children. Children are still very unlikely to be severely affected by even the new variant of COVID. The problem is that schools may nonetheless act as vectors for transmission, causing the virus to spread between households.
Across the country, for the next 6 weeks, nearly 56 million people will return to stay-at-home orders that were in place during the first lockdown in March. People will be allowed to leave home once a day for exercise. The other limited reasons to leave the home include essential food and medicine, seeking medical care, fleeing the threat of harm, or providing essential care. Hours earlier, Scotland announced a return to the nationwide coronavirus lockdown measures that were imposed last March. First Minister Nicola Sturgeon says it's of particular concern that the new virus variant accounts for almost half of all the new cases in Scotland.
In fact, our modelling suggests that without further intervention, we could breach inpatient COVID capacity within 3 or 4 weeks. And of course, a sharply increasing number of cases in human terms means many more people becoming ill and dying. All of that explains why we have to act quickly and decisively. The situation in some other parts of the UK where case numbers are already much higher than here and where the contribution of the new variant is already greater shows what may lie ahead if we don't. As things stand, we estimate that we are possibly about 4 weeks behind the position in London and the southeast of England.
Ms Sturgeon and Mr Johnson say they're encouraged by the vaccination programs underway and the focus will be on accelerating the delivery of doses. More than 1 million COVID-19 vaccine shots have already been administered in England, which now has become the first country in the world to administer the Oxford-AstraZeneca vaccine. Receiving that first vaccine dose was 82-year-old dialysis patient Brian Pinker. He says it's given him peace of mind.
Well, the vaccine means everything to me. I mean, to my mind, it's the only way of getting back to a bit of normal life. You know, this virus is terrible, isn't it?
It comes just under a month after the UK became the first country to administer the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, although Russia and China have been inoculating their citizens for months. Israel has claimed the fastest start to vaccination so far, saying that more than 1.3 million have been vaccinated. The government says at the current rate, it expects a fifth of its population, 2 million people, would have received both the required shots by the end of January. The head of Ichilov Hospital in Tel Aviv, Dr. Ronny Gamzu, says it's a massive logistical operation.
We have here about 30 spots where nurses from our hospital are vaccinating the entire population, not only Tel Aviv, but we are doing that in a pace of around 5,000 to 7,000 a day here in this huge operation.
Israel is currently in its third nationwide lockdown, having reported more than 442,000 cases and at least 3,433 deaths since the pandemic began. Authorities in France say they're frustrated with the slow start to the country's COVID-19 vaccination rollout. Only 516 COVID-19 inoculations were dispensed during the first week of the program. The number of vaccinated people is now in the several thousands, but vaccine hesitancy continues to be an issue, with a recent survey by Ipsos Global Advisor and the World Economic Forum showing 6 in every 10 French citizens intends to refuse vaccination. To accelerate the campaign, health workers are now being vaccinated before the shots have been completed for all nursing home residents. This doctor was among those to get the vaccine.
I invite all French people to do the same. If I were the government, I would line up all the ministers to line up here and we'll have them all vaccinated, really following a beat with beautiful music playing. All this to encourage trust in the vaccine.
COVID-19 has killed more than 65,000 people in France, the world's seventh highest national death toll. The Netherlands, the last in the EU to start its vaccination program, says it's bringing forward the start date to Wednesday. The EU's medical watchdog, the European Medicines Agency, will resume talks later this week on whether to approve what would be the EU's second vaccine developed by Moderna. The Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine is the only vaccine currently authorised for use in the European Union. In the United States, New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo says hospitals face fines of up to $130,000 Australian dollars if they do not finish their first round of inoculations by the end of the week.
We need the public officials to manage those public hospitals. As I said, there are 24 of them. And they are in public control. This is a management issue of the hospitals. They have to move the vaccine, and they have to move the vaccine faster.
Japan's Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga says he's strongly considering the option of declaring a state of emergency in Tokyo and three neighbouring prefectures, with an announcement expected later this week. It would be the second state of emergency in the country since the global pandemic broke out and comes after Tokyo set a daily record of 1,337 cases on New Year's Eve. Mr. Suga says he plans to lead by example and be among the first to receive a vaccine when they become available.
Regarding the vaccine, which is the deciding factor for infection control, it was initially said that clinical trial data of pharmaceutical companies would be collected by the end of February. But the Japanese government strongly requested the US headquarters to collect it by the end of this month.
The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.